Yeah, so today I want to finish Simon Shin Mem. So like I said, I want to just go quickly through the halachas, make sure everyone's on the same page, and we'll say over some practical nafkaminas. Not I don't want to spend so much time. I want to keep moving. The main sugyas over here are really coming up later. Shoshu Midas is not here, but hopefully we'll mention Shoshu Midas before the Zman is out. But we have bigger, the main sugya really in Shel that's really left is the sugya of Kol Anos Shalai. How you define a Shel? And by Levimai. Uh-huh. Those are the two Iker sugyas that are left. How to do those two things. The rest of it is Man Shela, Win Shela. Over all these things, we should be able to move relatively quickly through those sugyas. Okay. So now, well, the first thing is, how do you become a shayel, right? That's the first halacha that I want to discuss. How do you become a shayel? So, it's l'chayra, the dvarm that we've discussed already in the past, that there's a big machlok to shayelim. How exactly a person can become a shaymer? The Rambam paskins that the way a person becomes a shaymer is only with meshicha. L'chayra to mefurish gemara, the ilum should have seen it, the Beis Yosef himself brings the raya, that the gemara says that m'shas meshicha chayv li b'mzayin esel. The Gemara talks about a case about Dosh Bipara. If you go ahead and you're Chesim Safar B'Shach Disha, so you're even Isser Deraisa, it says you have to pay for the food that you are Masid for the Balapara. Because in the meantime, the animal, if you wouldn't have been Chesim, if you wouldn't have muscled the animal would have had an opportunity to eat. Now that you muscled it, the animal no longer has opportunity to eat. So the Gemara says you have to do, you get Malkus, Laikin, or Mashallah. You get Malkus and you have to pay for the meals that you are masid from the animals. The Gemara says, "I we never say leikum mishalim." So the Gemara says that it didn't. The Gemara, the last parrot says, or Papa said that it's not bon ka'achas. Now, halacha always is that even in a case where the only time we ever say that you can't do double jeopardy, you can't go ahead and do a give two einshim at the same time. It's only if they're chal v'vas achas, right? But if they're one of them is chal first, and then the second one like mavur barichos in a lot of places in Shas, Gemara Suvas and in Pelin Iris, that's one of the places. A lot of other places, but here too, the Gemara says the same thing. B'shas meshicha chayv leib b'mzayin esel. You're chayv to shtel it sustenance already from the time that you did a meshicha. Malkus in a chayv until the shas chasima. The Gemara says mavur in the Gemara b'chol apachas that mezaynis. A shayel is already chayiv to pay for the upkeep of the animal already from the shas meshicha. The mefarshim understand that's davar pashut, that the reason why you're chayiv is the upkeep of the animal shas meshicha is that's when you're chayiv to the animal. So the Beis Yosef says it's right brought to the Rambam that we find by sheela mefurish at the ikur kinyan in order to become a shayel is meshicha. The Rosh, as we know, holds that the ikur kinyan is not meshicha. The ikur kinyan is the seal of bailam. The bailam are no longer around. That's enough to create a kinyan, even though you didn't do a meshicha yet. What do you need? What's meshicha for? Meshicha is that the bailam can't be chayzer from the sheela, but the fact that you have chiyuve shmirah, chiyuve shayel, already occurs once we say that there's a din of silut bailam. That's what the Rosh says. The Rai of the Ikar Rai of the Rosh is from the din of Yikisha Makul Yisavai, which we're going to see soon, that once you go ahead and you send the animal out, the bailam are no longer there, the Rosh explains that you are now going to be chayv in shmirah. Ah, you didn't do a maisa meshicha. So the Rosh understands that you don't need a ma'aseh meshicha, it's enough siluk bailam. That's how the Rosh understands the pshat in how a person gets chiyuvei shmirah. So mel hu adin by shayel. There's two things that occur by siluk bailam, according to the Rosh, and by meshicha according to the Rambam. First of all, you have chiyuvei shayel. Number two, the fact that you are now chayv in the upkeep and whatever you need to give in order to keep to upkeep the animal, in order to keep the thing animal or chifetz a yibar, in order to make sure that nothing happens to it. That's the first step in understanding what's going on over here. The shaylas have to be deichazayin that the raya of the Rambam. It can be deichazayin the raya of the Rambam that the Bach says already. The reason why the Gemara says Meshicha Mechayes and Nesdeh because some of the mills that you did a Meshicha doesn't mean that Silu Bailam is not enough. But Ma'is, as we know, we've discussed many times already that there's a Machlekes Rishonim exactly when Chiyuvei She'ela comes about. There is one Nekuda over here. The one Nekuda over here is the fact the chiddush of the nesivus. The nesivus is yatzal lechadish, that by shayal there's another option in order to create a kinyan ishmira. What's the other option? Zak the nesivus shimush, that even if there's no mashiva, even if there's no seal of violence, but if you're mishtamish with the chifetz of the shayal bershusai, the halacha is that you become a shayal and chivei shayal will apply the chayav and einsa mikano lahava. Shayal is why? Why is that true? So we mentioned this in the past already, that even if you don't pick up the thing, let's say there's someone safer sitting on the shtender, and you go ahead and you don't touch the safer, you just turn the pages, or you don't do a mishicha of any sort, or harba of any sort, the second you start using it, you're going to be chayav already, chivei shayal. Sit down on someone's chair. You're mechayev and chiyuv eshela because you first, you didn't move it, you didn't touch it, you didn't do it, you just sat on it. Shima shalein is going to be mechayev. What's the yisayin adavar? Yisayin adavar says the nesivus is that the shimush is a hanos kesef. Right, when you use it, that's a that shimush is worth money. The nesivus is here on shimem sifkan ches. So hanos kesef in exchange for the hanos kesef, you're willing to give over. You're going to be willing. You're giving. You are willing to give over chiyuvim to the person. In other words, it sounds like that. It has to be something that they're passing the kinyan on. Hanah has to be hanah. Question is, these hanah to be kinyanim. How much of hanah do you need? It's hard to know. Like, you know, bahi hanah the, you know, teiman al plani chiyuv arif. How much hanah is there? So if you're going to say also hanah shaputa, you have to look around and see if it stems taka that the hanah that you need is a measurable hanah in order to create the kinyan. But the say that the nesivus over here is that I got hanah kesef, tachas hanah kesef. I'm willing to give over to you achrayis. I'm willing to give over to you achrayis even for einsin. So the mela, the halacha is going to be that once I use the chayfetz, you are now going to be a shayel. So we mentioned in the past cases, perhaps, that I just mentioned now, a couple of cases that this would be negeh. But according to Nesivus Maisa, that there are three potential ifanim that a person can become a shayel. Meshicha, silut bailim, and now we're saying shimosh, which in Nesivus says, everyone is going to be masking to the Yisai of Shemush. Lamaisa, there are Achronim that disagree with it. There's an Imribina, and there's an Erech Shai, that hold that Shemush itself is not enough of a Siva to be Mechayiv you in Chiyuv Shmir, so it's really a big Machlik Zach. It comes out, it's Machlik Zach Achronim, but the Nesivus of Avus Tazach, the Nesivus holds that it would be nothing, yeah. It wouldn't be enough to create you then. You used it. You used it with permission. But you're, it's like any other shayel. It's like according to the Rambam. If you didn't do a meshicha on the thing, but you used it, it's garbage. Right. Nothing. You're not a shaymer. Not a shaymer. I used it with permission. The guy gave me permission to use it. But chiyuv shmir I can't have until I do a ma'isa kinyan. Right? That's what he said a lot of times. That even though I used it, doesn't make a difference because shmir needs to be acquired. With the seder, does the seder advarim to become a shomer? If you don't do the seder advarim, they're not going to become a shomer. No, why?
But there, the Elohim is not around. What is not there to see?
Why? Because he left because of me. That's hard. That's a nachmol. I don't know. Kind of. Okay. That's the. No, she is not a mazik. Okay. That's the first step in that sifdalat ashel behem achaydim zaydeisem bishosha mashkat seifim eishim wasim. Now the other halacha that we see over here besides kinyan shmirah is, like I said, that your mechuyev the bailin is mechuyev in the upkeep of the chefetz, right? The bailin is the I'm sorry, the shayel is mechuyev in the upkeep of the chefetz. What's the upkeep? That's the taich of mezainus over here, right? Mezainus means that even though the true bailin is the mashal, and the mashal will get it back lachar zman, but lemaisa ad a kol zman it's nimtza yitzel hashayel, the shayel is mechuyev to provide the chifetz hasha'ul with the things that it needs in order to survive. Right, that's the halacha. So one of the shailas that the Paiskim deal with, it was a shaila that came up, was well, a lot of times when people, they write a sefer Torah, dugma, right? You write a sefer Torah. So what do you do when you write a sefer Torah? Most people don't keep the sefer Torah at home. What do they do? When the Tushel? That's the most. That's why it's clear. They learn the Tushel Lachachila. They make Hanasseh for Torah. They learn to the Shul. They make a Gansa contract that they're not selling it. Because if you give it away, then your mitzvah flies away too. Or it's mitzvah Ksidu Sefer Torah. You, not necessarily if you give it away. Are you being kind of, huh? Yeah, it's a
the mitzvah is to write it. The mitzvah is not to have it.
No, the mitzvah is to write it. Keep it. That's the whole thing. Anyways, the reason why people only lend it because it's a halacha that will say for Torah that says that when in order to be kind of the mitzvah, the pshat is you have to own it. It's not enough just the thing. So mela just to write it. Otherwise, every cipher would be mekayim the mitzvah already. He writes it and he sells it, right? It's not a kind of mitzvah. Not enough. It has to be your sefer Torah. So if you're going to go ahead and give it away, you're no longer sefer. But that's
supposed to learn from it. So if you're not going to read, you're going to start from the years.
Yeah. Okay. But that's just the tamah. Yeah, that's a shayrish. It's a shayrish.
You lend it.
You lend it to the shul. That's what they all do. Yeah. So fine. So you lend it to the shul. So the shul. What?
Somebody gets paid.
Somebody gets paid. He doesn't.
He usually sells before.
No, someone goes ahead and pays the cipher to write a cipher Torah.
Exactly.
Right? That's it. Right? They give the cipher, the big cipher, they give $50,000 to. And they tell him, you write a cipher Torah for me. So the cipher over the year writes the cipher Torah, telling how quickly he writes. And then he gives it to the person, Beroif Per Vahadar, they make Achnas the Sefer Torah, and he lends it to the Shul. Mm-hmm. One time I was talking to one of the guys in the Chabura one year, in the original Chabura that we had. So his father was Nifter, so he donated a Sefer Torah to the Shul. He said the Imamish, he said Rabloi, it was in Pagi, and Rabloi, the Imamish have a Shtar. The Imamish wrote up a Shtar. What the chiyuvim of each one was to do, because if anything happens and where they're machayev to keep. And also I know in the shul in by where I am, it's in Rabbi Berkowitz, how you have to keep the Sefer Torah and what the things are. Usually, but they're clown. Right, so they make tanoim the first year. They say the first year you have to use it. But it happened one time. They made a mistake. The person that gave the Sefer Torah donated and said the first year you have to use it every Shabbos, right? And after that it will be part of the rotation of the different Sefer Torah when you'll use it. He says one year the person that did Psicha took out the wrong Sefer Torah, so the halacha is he's not allowed to put it back. So they took the wrong Sefer Torah to the Bima, and that week they read that Sefer Torah. So the Shiloh was what to do in order to be Mekayim Zayin Din Tanai.
The next year,
had to write it down to be Mashlim that week, that was the Shiloh. So they went there and they asked him Mechila, whatever. It was
Mashlim.
Maybe you have to be Mashlim, but
no. What the other Sefer Torah took out? That Shiloh
doesn't always work out.
That parsha.
No, you want it. I'll tell you why. It's not stamen inu. There's stamen inu that every parsha should be read. But the main reason why someone is makbid that you should read every parsha, because when it's read, so they can see, they'll catch anything if there's a problem. That's one of the main reasons why they want someone to go through it. With all the computers and all the everything, but lamaisa, there's nothing like taking out the Sefer Torah from Shabbos and having two people, halachos. Looking through it, so that's one of the big miles of doing it. So when you miss a Shabbos, it's not that
they can do it after on Sunday.
But that's one of the side benefits. Anyway, so Lamai says, so what was the Shiloh we got that day? Usually they write a contract. If anything happens, let's say there's a problem with the Sefer Torah, not Peshas Maisa, not Peshas Ksivish, but there's a problem that happened later on. Let's say a letter got cracked. Or got a little bit wet, and letters got matushtush, things like that. It was an einus. So the shaila is, who's mechuyev to fix it? That's the shaila. So what's the yisayah shaila? Yisayah shaila is that since these are things that happen duch the general use of the Sefer Torah, not the case of the water. Let's say after a couple of years, letters start getting, especially in places where it's used often. Let's say in Kisisa, which is probably Kisisa or Pinchas by Rosh Chodesh, like these things that are laned every single month, or like I said, Vayichal is laned 5-6 times a year. Like these places, sometimes there's where there's heavy use, so it could be that there may be problems. So especially if it's a Sefer Torah is borrowed for a long period of time, it could be after 10 years, letters get cracked. The shaila is who's mechuyev to pay for that?
Well,
is the shul mechuyev to pay? With a violent police. Why is what's a shayla? Why is a
shayla?
It's not an einus. It's mitzvahs malacha. Right. It's really this is mitzvahs malacha. So this is a regular wear and tear of the sefer Torah. This happens.
And you're very careful. I know my uncle had a driving car like I think 50 years. He didn't get into a car.
Yeah.
So you could watch. A car.
Yeah, but no one's gonna deny that it's not mitzvahs malacha, right? That's for sure. So the shayla is who's mechuyev to pay? What's a shayla? Kripshuta, you should say. That the violence should pay. Why? Because it's a regular mitzvah malacha and it's his sefer. So shaila is what's the reason why the shul should pay? The reason why the shul should pay is that's a chilek of the regular upkeep of the thing. The same thing is by a car. Let's say you borrow a car for a long term borrowing, right? Do you have to do an oil change? Who has to do the oil change? Who has to pay for it? You borrow a car. I know someone that went there to Israel on a sabbatical for a year. Right, he lent the car to the thing. Who has to do the regular the tune-up?
You want to lift? Mm-hmm. You could say that every single case.
No,
the lift was created by him. When you put the oil in,
he's
the tune-up of making a lift.
I hear a little bit. The shaila is whether that's called mezonei style. That's the shaila. So it's never posture that the person has to pay for the gas. Then I hear. But here the pshat is this is the food. This is the food that the thing needs. You're right, it's because of the use. And you're right also that it's a little bit different than behemah. Because by behemah, the pshat's gonna eat it anyway, right? So fakir, you can hear it as far fakir also, that's something the Bible should pay for, because they're gonna eat it anyway. So the Bible would have to pay
for it. No, if he doesn't use the car, well, it won't get happy.
Right, but
the usage makes
but that's what I'm trying to tell you. But what's being mechayvi to pay? Mesmach malacha it is, right? So why should I pay? You're right, because of use, but that's what you gave it to me for. Let me hear, it's a good shayla. So kivshuta, it should fall under the din of mezayin esel. Kivshuta, right? What's mezayin esel? What's make mezayin esel? Mezayin esel means the natural upkeep that the chifetz needs. It says the Gemara. The shul is mechuyev to pay.
And the shul in that case.
Yeah, shayla. Yeah. The shul and the borrower of the car has to pay for a tune-up or change the oil that you have to do anyway, or let's say it's before the winter, you have to change the tires in some places.
Why do you have to sell all years when people rent their apartment?
Yeah. Rent, yeah.
Yeah, some reason when there's something that has to be taken care of, I'm not about
you. Right, so that's a different alchus, because by Skrius is different than Shayla. Sure. Skrius is different than Shayla. Right.
Not call us late.
Huh?
I'm saying that's as far because we're saying it's not called enough light.
What are you saying? You're saying it's different?
Or like this,
who has to pay for what? Like what? Like which things?
Anything that needs to be object in front of you.
If it pays skews,
the Bilem has to pay for it.
It'll be skews,
right? The mask has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right. Skews, safer tariff than the Bilem would have to pay. Right? It's totally different. That's different. I'm paying for it. Here it's different. My Shayla, I have to pay. Right. That's a good thing. Could be it's different. The dealing with Sclerus is a little bit different. Well, who's going to be? Anyway, but
what
one here.
What happened with the building?
Which building?
Whatever the nice building, the yeshiva. They give it to them, they lend it to them?
No, they give that's Trumas.
Yeah,
I think the buildings of the Mir is under the Shiva's name. So he owns millions of dollars of real estate. That's why also in the Hasidus is. And all the Hasidus is the Rebbe is fabulously wealthy if he owns a lot of real estate, right? Everyone knows that if in a Hasidus that owns a lot of real estate, that's the case. But lo mishaneh, but lo maisa, that lechayer would be nichlal in the regular din of that's nichlal in the regular din of mezayin esel. Kipshuda yatsu. You hear the tzushel? But like I said, by sefer Torah usually it's not as negah, because usually there's a shtar mefirat that they write out because the guy wants to make sure that he keeps the schus of the sefer Torah. Also, a lot of times a guy's very careful to write a shtar when he gives a sefer Torah, because sometimes he leaves. the community, and he wants to take the Sefer Torah back, and he wants to have rights to it, or how long. It's a lot of different pratim that's negea. Or sometimes they get into a fight with the shul.
Right? What happens if he's being
rich? They want to pull the Sefer Torah.
Well, if he doesn't get shlishi for a few weeks in a row, he says, "Okay,
I'm going to get the Sefer Torah. Really? The Rav wasn't. Was the Yeshiva Shemaisa? So by Yeshiva Shemaisa, it's not, but most places.
What happened was he was giving Tzlent to Shul, which the Shul wasn't running.
Running?
Meaning it was a Yeshiva that was only open a couple of. He called the Termazar, he said, "Who needs a Termazar?" He said, "Phoenix has only need to borrow a Termazar."
Yeah.
So they said, "Fine." The guy came to Phoenix and borrowed it. Because they didn't have any Termazar.
Okay, fine, so that's a stam shayla, so you can take it back, whatever the stam shayla is, that's what it'll do, unless the minig is different. Right? But a lot of times, the shtar is for the sake of the bialim, and also for the sake of the shul. The shul doesn't either want to be stuck. Right, left, you know, they don't want, they just say, whatever, I'll have to borrow the, get, when the next time I lean out, I'll speak to the guy, I'll bring you, replace shtar.
Is there some achiyuv, since there's a lot of, the neighbors,
yeah.
It's appeared to have a safe deposit box made out of stainless steel. Like these, you know, it's who knows what, but it's something.
Well, in Eretz Yisrael, most places, you know, nowadays it's pretty makubal to put the Sefer Torah in a safe. In Eretz Yisrael for sure, and I could be in America too. I know what I could tell you is, I don't know 100%, but in most places they'll be mechayiv you to ensure the Sefer Torah. Now, so that was one of the shailas on this Sefer Torah that Rabbi had to deal with is who pays the insurance. That's another shailah. The shul or the mashal. Who's mechuyav to pay insurance for the Sefer Torah? Because everyone pays now. Nowadays, everyone pays insurance on the Sefer Torah, right? You pay insurance on the Sefer Torah just in case. It's not true.
Part of the shul takes that insurance. One of the things is,
yeah. So it depends. It depends what the story is. But a lot of times, if especially if they're renting the shul. It's not, and sometimes you have to add it, and the premium will go up. Yeah, you have to be mefired the Sefer Torah. You have to be mefired. It's not. Sometimes it's added price. So shalos, who has to pay for it? Is that included in this? Could be. I don't know what that is. Insurance. So that was one of the things. Who has to pay for it? But the shul has to pay for it. So all I can tell you is, well, forget about whether who has to pay for it. Which is time you have to be mefired.
So the shul's
Right, but the question is, yeah. But the question is, who's? You're right. At the end of the day, you're right. If
you someone has to present it there,
huh?
You want to present it there?
Yeah, I don't know.
You rent. You lend someone your car.
You who? Yeah, because you can't just can't stop and start. It's not practical to do that kind of thing, right? It doesn't work so well that way.
You can put the year and then you pay the insurance as a bar.
No, most people don't make you do that.
A whole year insurance.
Only one that makes you. Only when you. No.
You can pocket this car.
Sure did. That would be complicated. It might be illegal nowadays.
To what?
To lending out a car for a year.
Yeah.
Because your insurance is covering you.
No, I don't know. I don't want to get off. But what am I saying?
I hear.
So it's not a thing. So the question is, who is supposed to pay? Yeah. The shayel, like you're saying, the shayel lemaisa is chayiv in a lot of things. So mainly he's doing it to cover himself. Or the mashal lemaisa, you know, it's his sefer Torah. So he wants to protect to make sure his sefer Torah is going to be taken care of. So I know he had a whole thing in the shtar about who's mechayiv to pay for it. But one of the things, no insurance company, this I know for sure, no insurance company in Eretz Yisrael at least, will insure a Sefer Torah unless it's in a safe. If it's not in a safe, they won't even insure it for you. They'll say, Zaykazun, they come down. The guy, the adjuster, comes down to the shul. This I know by Rabbi Brookwitz that they're trying to get insurance and the safe was not approved, that they wouldn't refuse to give insurance. Also the Nevi'im they wanted to ensure, they had to find a place to put the Nevi'im in a safe. So it has to be kept the
was it fire?
Huh?
No, I'm not fire safe. No, wood, anything made out of wood, they could just chop open.
Right. So the var was is that it was a wooden thing, but it was reinforced, you know, it had steel plates behind it. it wasn't a safe. There's steel plates behind the wood.
You didn't hold the door off. You?
So the Kshalas have whatever. I don't know exactly what the story. What
the?
What the?
Sure. $50,000. Wait until the market.
Don't buy it. The reason you say
people bought.
So now it's a little bit harder.
Ship it to America.
Because now it's a little harder because there's a
people don't buy
because there's a they have a there's a serial number now. They started putting serial numbers in the Sefer Torah in places that you can't. That it's difficult to take off, so it's easier now to track. But a lot of things looks like that now.
Like
a barcode, like serial, yeah. So the insurance requires them. So a lot of safe and put it in. It's on the Atzi Chaim, but sometimes they take it off Atzi Chaim, right? And whatever there's ways. Okay, but Lemaisa, that's one of the things that has to go into Cheshvan. Exactly, who has to pay for these things? These things have to work out. Okay, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two I wanted to discuss is how to. There's another way to create the she'ela, and that's al yidei shlichus. The Mishnah in Bamesia says that Hashem Par Mechaverai Vishuchle Amashal Biyadvenoi Biyaravdei Chulu Vchulu. If the Mashal sends the sefer, the Mashal sends a chifetz hashol Biyad someone that will bring it to the Shayel. If the Shayel then asks specifically that it should be brought to him, the Shayel is not going to have to take responsibility. It remains in the shoes of the Mashal the whole time. So that's number one. If the Shoyal says, yes, please send it to him, or specifically tells the Mashal, send it with Pliny, so then the halacha is that the Shoyal does become a Shoyal the second it goes into the hands of the Shliach. Shal is why. How does the Shoyal become Yechuvei Shmira when he tells the Mashal or agrees to the Mashal to send the Biyad the Binoy Avdei Shluchei Shom HaMashal or Shoyal Lomashaneh? How does it become the Ashayel? The Nesivus asked it in a Shnaker Aleph, and the Nesivus says that who was the Shayel speaking to? He told the Mashal, send it. But who did it go with? It went with someone else. It went with Pliny. Pliny's not a Shliach of the Shayel. The Mashal sent it with Pliny. Who in the world, why in the hell in the world did Pliny become a Shliach of the Shayel that the Shayel Shechiv Vishmir? So the Nesivus has two Mahalchim. Number one is that he gave permission for the Mashal to create a Shliach for the Shayel. So when he told, when the Mashal told the Shliach, please, Yenner told me, the Shayel told me to make you a Shliach to bring it to him. That's one way it works. That the Mashal made the Shliach a Shliach for the Shayel, because the Shayel gave him permission to do so. That's one way that the person can become a Shliach for the Shayel would have Chiyuv. The second way is, and the Shita of the Ran, that the reason why it works is since the Mashal, the Shayel gave permission to the Mashal to give it over to the Shliach, and he goes moitzi it from his reshus al piv shayel. So in the middle of the shayel's mechay vitam orif. That's a shita saran. That it's al toitzi yotzos al piv. That you are moitzi azach because I asked you to be moitzi. By hi hano, I'm gomer mishabed nafshi. I'm going to take shiva to go ahead and become chayiv. What's the nafkamina between the two ways? One way is the pshat that he's a shliach of the shayel. The other way is that he's chayiv because the mashal listened to him to send it. The mashal listened to the shayel to send it to the shayel. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is whether you need dinei shlichus or not. According to the first way, that the pshat is he's a shayel, if it's a cotton or a chayresh or a goy, it wouldn't work. Masha'in came now. If you say like the Ran's way that the Vardis is mitam arvos, so stam, once he's being moitzi from his rishos, so that's enough already to create a chiyuv on the shayel, regardless who he sends it with. It has nothing to do whether the person is a bar shlichus or not a bar shlichus. Can even send it if he was bahi ano that he was moitzi in rishos, I gave it to a guy, or gave it to a cotton, gave it to a cherish, gave it to a shaita. The guy can also create a chiyuv because ikar nekuda over here is that it was hoitzi mirshusa yapiv and biyano that it was hoitzi mirshusa yapiv, which is the din arev biyano was gomer shabbat nafshi to mischayev and chiyuv shayel, which is a chiyuv
einzel. Shayel knows that you're giving to his chesher to the
person. Yeah,
yes,
he told him has to be.
Yes or no?
Has to be that he knows. But even if he knows, if the pshat works mitam shlichus, doesn't help, right? Not a shliach, because you're right, like you're pointing out. I never would have been masked that you gave it to a cotton. So obviously over here, the Vardis, he said, can I give it, send it with my kid? Which happens sometimes. Someone will call up and say, can I have my chifetz back? Right? He says, sure, I'll send it over to my kid. He says, fine. according to the Nesivos, is telling the two Mahalchim whether you can create a chiyuv when you send it back with a katan or not. So that's also something that is negea very much, whether in sending things back.
Well, the Gemara talks about the case where you send it with a katan and a chayfitz and you get it back in a sinah. That's so simple that it's.
If what? If what?
It's
mavur over there that as long as the person sent it with the cotton, you can give it back to the cotton. Because you're not mukhliv to wash tefillin more than to the bialim himself. That's what's mavur over there. So it has to do with this a little bit. Okay. So anyways, that's the halacha that comes out. What happened over here? There was an interesting tshuva from the Marsham that dealt with this halacha. That there was someone, there was a couple that they got engaged, and the kala gave the chosin as an adonia, gave him a gold watch, and then they broke the engagement. The shaila was, what is the chosin mechuyev to go ahead and give back to the kala? Because there was expenses and there was this watch, so they took the chosin kala went to Bezdin, and Bezdin was mechayev the chosin to give back the watch and $2,000 for whatever it was. Doesn't say in the tshuva what the $2,000 was for. Well, ma'isa, the chosin went back home and never was mekayim the chiyuv that he had. So the bezdin sent along the line to the chassan, you better get your act together. He says, if you don't get your act together, we're going to have to take action against you if you don't send what bezdin was mekayim. So what did the guy do? He sent back the watch. He says, he sent back the watch. I'll pay bezdin with someone that bezdin approved and the Kala's family approved that he should send back the watch with. So lemaisa, the person lost the watch. The shliach lost the watch on the way, the gold watch. So the shaila is, whose rishos is the gold watch in? Why? What's it sad? Because since Bezin was mechayim to send the gold watch, and he said, "Fine, I'll send it." So in Mela, the shliach really is the shliach of the mashal, whatever it is, of the kala. So in Mela, the second you give it to the person, mechayra, the yaitzir chiyuv, because it's already in the rishos of the mashal. Like we're learning over here in this halacha. So shaila is if that's true. So the Marsham says that since the chiyuv was not only to return the watch, was also returned the money, and that was that was all one chet of the shliach, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So memela, the mashal never would have been maskin to have the shliach take this thing back without the money also. So he wants to say that he never became a shliach of the mashal. That he's happy with what he gets.
He's not getting it.
Yeah, I know. The whole shayla is about the money. Whose shayla is it?
No, there's no question that he's a shliach.
He's a shliach, but not
of the mashal. That's what I'm trying to say. The mashal never was maskim to have such a shlichus. He wanted to against the maisa. I don't want just to watch.
I'm sure the girl's family was more than happy. If they gain something, the guy's fighting, and
that's a different story. That's where I hear a little bit. But the Marsham held that since Lamaisa, you have chiyuv to go ahead and give back the whole thing. You did get back the whole thing, and this is what you're required to do. So you're not going to be gay to them.
Since he gave back the watch, he didn't want to.
No, until it gets to the hands of the kala, it's not considered like he gave back the watch. The shaila is no. You hear the shaila? It's not shot that the part over here is that the part over here is, do we consider once you gave it to the shliach, do we consider like the kala got it back already? The answer is that since the kala wanted that you should send everything back. So she never was masking that this should be this person for him.
That doesn't sound to me.
First of all, it seems like it's Karnas Chazal.
You only did a half a job, you didn't make a profit.
But it was not a half a job. You didn't do the job. Marsham says you didn't do the job that you're supposed to do. You're not, the shlichus.
Who are you saying that? No, she doesn't want to know. Better nothing? Nothing?
No, I know.
I don't want nothing.
You're right, no. Yes, you know, right. It does make sense. It does make sense. The pshat is that I didn't want, don't. No, she wants everything. But it wasn't. There's no two way shifts. The guy wasn't taking the. They weren't sending the money. That's the thing. They weren't sending the money. That wasn't the psak of Bezdin. Bezdin said that if you have to give back this thing, so this is what you have to in order to.
You're not shliach. You're not shliach. All right.
I don't like that at all. It means this.
Why?
No, it's just that.
It's
the whole argument, the same thing.
What? That's what you're saying.
If you pay back in installments, you didn't pay back your. Well, you didn't pay part of it, you pay part of it.
My thing is that he was chayshish, that the whole thing was a lie. But you didn't come back with the money, you probably didn't send the watch. It's all blown. But you want to say that's it's
a. No, that's a conspiracy. That's a conspiracy theory. No.
It's not. It's
What's your crime?
What do you mean? Yeah. The Zucker.
The pocket watch.
Maybe. That's Chassidus.
What? That they wear?
I saw the reason you wear a gold watch and a gold is. Maybe part of the reason, probably it comes from a little bit. They say that if a person under the hoop is wearing gold, then they can't be shredded like an iron.
Really? Who does it say that?
I saw it from that. These are not going to come from.
Yeah. Interesting. It's a school law, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The jacket. No, the time is gold.
Well, I like my cousin
to use the time of life.
It's
special,
but. What?
That's why
we. No, they haven't been
told about the iron of golden light.
But that's not checked out in history.
So it's the same thing over here. That the Vard is that once a person, this is for the most part, that also the Mishnah says this is all the gabe, this is true the gabe starting a she'ela, but you can create a she'ela by requesting the mashal to send it, and once he sends it, even though it didn't get to your rishos, you're going to become a she'el, and also the gabe returning. That's where it's the most negeya. The gabe returning chayfetz, when is your shmir over? When is it considered like it's the rishos of the mashal? What's it negeya? It's very negeya when your case that you gave before, that's one of the cases that's negeya. Case that Rabbi Bergman gave before was where you lend your car to someone, and the person, he said, okay, fine, I want to return it. He says, by the time you return it, I'm going to be sleeping. So what did he tell him to do?
Park it
by yeshiva. So he went ahead and al pi hamashal. He parked it where the mashal said you should park it. So is that considered a chazara? The mashal said this is what you should do. Your shale is over. Your stomach's that's it. It's over.
And leave the keys in the room.
Whatever. The shale is over. Well, you have where you have this case a lot is and people, and you have to know exactly. This is the halacha where. It's not so much like you said. One of the cases is where you return something with your kid. So is that a good chazara? You borrowed something and you send it back with your kid. If the person didn't ask you to send it back or didn't approve the thing, there's no question. Even if he's a gadol, it's not considered a chazar until he gets it. That's pashut. The shaila is, if you call it up and he said, do you mind if I say, I'm going to send it with back to my kid, the guy says fine. Shlach. So the second you give it to your kid,
yes,
yeah, it's your chiyuv. Only if he's a cotton, it'll be taliyah than nesivus. But otherwise, it's going to be yes, you have it's your chiyuv right here too, b'chazara too. It's going to be a shaila whether it's considered a chazara or not. So you have to dan the case exactly what the halacha will be. The shaila also is,
does that mean still have to clean it back from the shaila? Like
it has to be get back into the Mashal's Rishos.
Just like we done.
I'll tell you, I assume what you're asking is the most common case is where you say, okay, fine, I borrowed something from you, I'll put it, I'll can I return it to you? No, I can't come to the door now, I'm going to sleep.
Leave it
in the mailbox. Or put it on, leave it on the handle of the door. What? And you leave it there?
That's not a chazan.
But he gave you permission to put it there.
Yeah, I told you about that.
What's halacha then? Is that a kiyuv of the chazar?
That's what I'm over here because.
So you're talking.
That's your case.
The kiyuv tzara is the already.
That would be a kiyuv.
This Masham Peshul says it's no good.
That would be kiyuv.
It wasn't a kiyuv. It didn't get it back.
No, but here the Bible told you to do it.
Kiyuv is a Masham.
She has a Masham.
It literally was.
It is, yeah. So listen, if the is that lechayer, that's a good chazar. If the Bible say, if the Bible tell you to do this,
if you hold the whole bird,
they're telling you to go.
The hanali is that you'll remove it from your yourself to my yourself because I'll through my word. Here, what did you through this hanah that you're able to park it in a different spot? That's not a good hanah.
Why not? Saying yeah, he's telling that's not the nekuda. That's not the nekuda.
Getting something from one versus another. So.
The nekuda is that you listen to me. That's it. That's
the whole thing.
That's all I know. Not where or what, but you listen to me.
Emotional assistance.
It's not
moitzi.
No, the hanah they listen to you and you right and he was moitzi. He was moitzi.
The car is somewhere.
The chazora. It's the same thing.
The car you definitely parked in the exact same place you got it from. I got robbed there. I mean, like I parked in the exact same place.
So that's what you're asking. Do you need a kinyan back? Do you need a kinyan back?
I need a kinyan car.
Do you need a kinyan back?
No.
You don't need it back. Once, we'll see more about this. Well, I'm gonna read.
Why did they know? Until you metallic yourself, you see from the end of the Mishnah of the Chinuch and Chazara. Until you metallic yourself, it means you have to get into his Rishut. How's supposed to get into his Rishut?
What is that car? How's it ever in your Rishut? It's never in your Rishut. You haven't said it before. How are you becoming a car?
Now we want to deal with it. There is no way of being kind of car.
So then you can't be
kind of Chazara.
You can't be kind. You can't be puffed. You can't be kind of.
Let's say something you could. Let's take an animal.
I want the animal back in the right place.
It doesn't do mashiach or any of the sort
of. But your chutz is a chutz kainah.
So that could work for that, but the car doesn't work.
So the car wouldn't be chai either, because you never made a king in the car, then you can't be.
Right.
If you can't be chai, you can't be chutz.
Well, we don't
have to
look at the keys. Not hechas worked, or
yeah, but you put the keys back. You put the keys back. You nothing to the keys. They got robbed because you put the keys back in this room.
Possibly.
Remember this being G some bar in your car, and you put it back in your room while you're sleeping.
But
you have the same reason. You're saying he's going to be crying in the car. That was our shadow way back when. This was months ago we had a shadow.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see the Shkel Subo Svaritz over here. It's Sai Shlichus and Sai Ari. For sure, Ari, if you're Yetzi, the Shaila is.
It's not necessary. It's about the wife getting that Ari, she's nice
and nice. Right, so that's the next thing. So I just want to. Yeah, so let me just finish up with the wife. Was a raid with the wife. So one of the things over here that the place have discussed, because it's a Ramah, that by She'ela, you can't give it back to the person's wife. You have to give it back to something we mentioned before, but now this is the halacha where it says it. It says, V'yishem
dwadin
mechzira eishas ha-mashal v'nentzachayev. Right, so the eishas, it says that if you're giving back to eishas ha-mashal, it's not considered a chazara. So the Pesach says, why not? L'cher, why isn't it considered a hashava? L'cher, we say, kol ha-mafkid al-das ishtu v'anu v'mafkid, and l'cher, the person's not makbid if his wife has things that he owns. So the Pesach says, because of shayel, we don't say kol ha-mafkid al-das ishtu v'mafkid, because it's kol ha-noshalai. That would mean a huge chedesh will come out according to the Pesach. That when you borrow something, you can't let your wife use it. Right? That's what will come out according to Zma. When it was Kolan al-Shalai, and you have a higher level of Chiyuv, you can't give this thing to your wife or to a family member in order to use.
Books, when you borrow books, you can no one else.
That's what, according to Zma, it's like Kumtais. We don't say Kolan al-Mafkin, that's a Shubban al-Mafkin. By book, may be different, but that will have to wait for the Sugi of Shol Shomidas. Now, the. the Nasim, the Tumim and the Shach, they say a different part. They say that there's an afkamina between whether the wife is nice or nice from Sech HaBayis. If the wife does business and you trust her even to spend your money and to do different things, so then Allah is you can return it to the wife also. That's the part why nowadays this Ramah is not as Negeah. The reason why this Ramah is not as Negeah, because our women are nice and nice from Sech HaBayis on a high level. And therefore, when you return it to the guy's wife, it's considered like a Chazara. Although there are times when it happens that you return something, you said it returns to the person's wife, and the maestro doesn't remember, she doesn't know where she put it. It's like, it's not a Pashut Shaila already, because it's a Shaila. Did you do a Chazar? Did you not do a Chazar? But.
So, why can't you get a credit card or a checkbook? She waits for you to give her cash each time. Is that nice or nice?
You trust her to use the money, no?
You give her a certain amount of money.
Say that. That's nice, nice, nice. Right. But you trust her what to do with the money, how to spend it, what to spend it. You trust her to do it.
You give her a certain amount of money.
Say that.
You don't trust her to give you money because you'll spend it.
Right. Right.
So you live in life.
That's so nice, nice. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Lamaisa, the halacha is, you see, it's mavur over here. That in Avon Mechzir Achim Mishav Lasa Yatsam Yidin Shelev Yikashem Asach. Once you're willing to return it, so you become automatically a Shemar Sachar. That's the din of Kol Anan Mahanan. Once the Zman of the Sheil is over, you no longer are a Shail, you become a din of, you have a din of a Shemar Sachar. But he ano, that you had the Chafetz until now, without pay, so now you have to Shtel Tzu Tzarik to the Mashal, and you're a Shemar Sachar. Hu ha din of Mahi Adayin, the Brisa Shal Shail, Kim Chav Mishay Wasa, Yosef din Shail, Vayuk Shemar Sachar. Definitely, in all your cases, all the cases that we discussed that just now, that the she'ela is over, and now you returned it to the person's thing, regardless whether unless it's a pshia, but in your case for sure, where you returned it to the front of the thing, to the street, and the guy, the she'ela is over, the very most you're going to be is a shemer sach. You're no longer a she'el, because that for sure, that vibes the end of the she'ela. That's for sure. Question is it considered chazora legamri or not? That's already a different child. That we'll have to still wait and see. Because if you sent it with someone, there you have an Arev, there you have Shlichos, Slachar is considered a Sheikh, Chazar Lagamri. Where you didn't give him, put it back in his Rishus yet, do you blive Hashem or Sachar still until he mamishes kindit? That we'll have to, we will revisit that Shaila. But the halacha is in that specific case, if you mamish didn't return it. So Akhopanim, what the Nakudas that we just covered today was that how you become a Shaila, the chiyuvim of a shayel, the sha'a she'ela, to upkeep the thing, how a person can become a shayel through someone else, through shlichos, through din arev, if he agrees to the fact that the mashal is going to go ahead and send something, how you can give it back if the mashal agrees to take it back, ayde shlichos. Also, there's the din, which I didn't mention, I just wanted to, there's one halacha that I wanted to discuss, that's the halacha of the kishav makal v'yisavai, which is not sin again nowadays, because we don't deal with animals so much, but the din of kishav makal v'yisavai, it's a whole raid. There's one big halacha that comes out of the cheshvan of Yishim HaKlevi Yisavai. Yishim HaKlevi Yisavai is the Gemara, says that the reason why a person can become a shayel if the shayel asks the mashal to send the animal out, and once it leaves, Rav holds that that's enough to become a shayel. Become a shayel, seal and violent according to the Rosh. According to others, it could be Arev, whatever it is, whether it's enough of an Arev, not enough of an Arev, that's the big machlaikis. So, the kitzer, the Pushukun Arav Panski Shemakal Yisav is bad enough. It does not work. So the Shach asks, why doesn't the Ramah argue? The Chayr Kishemakal Yisav L'chol Pachas Seal of Bailam. The Kishemakal Yisav L'chol Pachas Seal of Bailam, the Ramah, like he does in all places, should be Ma'ayr and say that the Rosh holds the Kishemakal Yisav works for the Pachas Seal of Bailam. That's the Kasha of the Shach. And he blabs Sarchi, and why in the world the Ramah is not Masig, does not bring a Yishmi Shechelet that says the Kishemakal Yisav works. Fakir. That's the raya that the Rosh brings. The raya that the Rosh brings that Seal of Bayam works is through Yishamakul V'Yisavai. Once the Shail says Yishamakul V'Yisavai and the Chafetz leaves the Roshos of the Bayam, says the Gemara, you become a Shail. How do you become a Shail, says the Rosh? Because Seal of Bayam is enough to create a Sheila. Whatever Seal of Bayam means. Seal of Bayam works with Hafalos Malacha, whatever, V'chul, all the different Shatim. So, as a fact, the Shach says he doesn't know the answer. The Nesivs over here says a big Vart. Seal says, even according to the Rosh, and all the Rishen that say that Seal of Bailam works, that's only Kol Zman the Shayel is there. Kol Zman the Shayel is there, so it flips that Seal of Bailam, and he has the ability to become a Shomer, because he's there to watch the Chafetz, so he becomes a Shomer. But with Bedibur alone, and the Shoyl is not there that the Rishus HaShmir should flip him to him, because he's not around anymore. You want to be Michayiv and Rak Al Pi Diburai, that we don't pass the mic. That the Rosh held off. The Rosh held the fact that it left the Bailam's Rishus, that's enough. Even though the Shoyl is not there, even though the Shemer is not there. But we Halacha L'Maisa, even the Ramah Paskins Halacha L'Maisa, not like that. The Ramah Paskins Halacha L'Maisa, that if the Shemer is not there, even according to Tosfos and the Rosh that hold the seal of Bailam is enough, you're not going to become a Shemer. Why? Because that's a Stam Din Arif. But what kind of Din Arif? It's a Din Arif where you're just throwing something away. It's like Zerik Man Aliyam. Zerik Man Aliyam V'Ischayev Anilach. That's a Machlek. It's Rishayim whether that works. Since I'm not getting, Hanah from the thing yet. So I get my Rishos.
Yeah, cotton crossing is the same idea. Cotton,
that was.
You say you mowed and hold the cotton to it because it's like throwing it into the yam. You kept cotton there in the barat, right?
No. It's not. You're giving. That's enough because someone's getting the mominus. As long as someone gets the mominus, it's okay. But here, where no one's getting the mominus, he sent it out to the Shusar Rabbin. Even the Ramah is masking that it's not enough to create a chiyuv. As I said in the Sivas, that it's not considered. It's not enough. When you give the chiyuv, it's a shliach. So someone's getting the money. So that it's enough. It's enough. To what? I know, but someone's getting the thing. That's enough to create an order. Someone's getting it. Let's say someone says, take money, the cotton, and I'll pay you back. It's not enough to work. How about it works? It has no shaykhus who you're giving it to. It has to do with the fact that someone gave money to another person, alpicha. That's enough. Who cares who? That's posh. That's mavur. That's mavur in svara and mavur in the nesivas, right? So who is it over here? The pshat is when I'm giving it to someone else. The Ran says the shayfim mechayim become arif. We're not giving it to anyone. It's regular kishamach levisavai, and you want me to become a shaymer mitzat seal violin. That's not going to work. Why? Because I'm not there to watch it. I'm not being mekabel shmira on something that I'm not there to watch. So that's a klolius tegazach. That even in a makom where you have a machlekes rishayim between the Rambam and the Rosh, that we find b'chol makom in Hilchos Shomer, in Reisadi Aleph, and here in Shin Zayin, and Shin Mem, whether it's enough to go ahead, whether Mashiach, you need Mashiach, or it's enough steel of Bailam. Even the shita that's machmer is that steel of Bailam is enough. If the shomer is not there, everyone is masking halacha lemaisa that the seal of Bailam is not going to be enough.
And you have to be there. Like a shliach?
What?
Who was there?
Nothing. No one. No one. You're being masalik in no one. Kishvak, please help me send it out or walk to my house. That doesn't work. Right? If the shomer is there, so the seal of Bailam works and automatically he's nichnas into the rishus of the shayel, the shmirah, that's enough.
It's not Ariv because
since no one is getting the Hanah right now, so the Mela is not high enough of a level of an Ariv to be Mishaif. As I say in the Sivas, and that's the Yisai that I should remember that we don't always say Seal of Bailam is not something that's going to work all the time. It's something that works with the Lamdis, that will call up, someone has to go ahead and get it. Fine. Very good. So the Bez Hashem will be Mamfil Zayin and move forward in these halachas. Okay.
Why does the Rosh say that it does work?
Oh, so why does the Rosh say that?